friend Humphrey, 804-747-993-10293.00/295.00, follow-up 1 week. After my last visit with the patient, he was admitted into the hospital. From the description, it looks like patient had cardiac event. Hospital, available hospital notes were reviewed. Unfortunately, they do not state patient's psychiatric status. In the hospital, that breakfast dose was decreased. Unclear why this change was made. Next paragraph, since his readmission into the nursing home, the most striking observation is patient's disorientation and memory loss. He does not remember ever being here. He did not remember me on examination. He couldn't tell me what he did today and yesterday. His speech was impaired with blurred speech, decreased verbal output, difficulty with comprehension of simple commands. The staff has not seen any signs of acute depression, anxiety, or psychosis. They have not seen any signs of nightmares. Behavioral problems. Partial stable psychosis since above. Medical status changes as above. Also, patient on an antibiotic for UTI. Social family status no changes. Patient charts cells up for 10 milligrams a day. Cymbalta 60 milligrams. BID. Adverse effects and allergies. Thorazine, tobramycin, cogentin. Diagnostics. Urine culture reviewed. Hygiene address within normal limits. Comfortable mood. Within normal limits. Illogical, incoherent, loose association, affect blunted delusions, hallucinations, non awake orientation of person, risk of himself and other students, speech slurred, brief, short, limited leg in content, wheelchair, and impact of medical attention, others see below, assessment, budgeting, deteriorating, diagnosis, clinical condition. It looks like patient has delirium, could be from UTI or the cardiac event. Clear if he had a minor stroke, we will not make any changes at this time. Continue to observe for psychosis and mood swings as Aprexatose was